Welcome to these additional episodes of Your Pregnancy Week by Week. We're going to provide information about things you may want to know about before baby's birth and in the weeks and months after baby arrives. Dr. Glade Curtis and I hope these discussions will help you and your partner settle into your new roles as parents. The information in these episodes is a general informative guide. None of the information we provide is intended to replace, countermand, or conflict with the advice given to you by your own doctors. Always follow his or her advice. Use the information you learn here as a starting place in your dialogue to help you put your life with baby and after pregnancy concerns, questions, or interests into words. Each episode will cover one topic. Our discussions are intended to help guide you through the many new experiences awaiting you. So let's get started on this discussion. We're going to talk about allergy problems during pregnancy. Do you suffer from allergies? You can have a safe, healthy pregnancy even if you have seasonal allergies. They don't usually affect a baby. Allergies occur when your immune system reacts to a substance as if it's harmful. Common reactions include nasal congestion, sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes and inner ears. Allergies can be caused by pollen in grasses, weeds, and trees, and by mold. Nearly 10% of all pregnant women have seasonal allergies, and many women take over-the-counter meds to deal with the situation. However, if you use allergy medicine, don't assume it's safe during pregnancy. Before you use any medicine, talk to your doctor. Some meds are safe, others not so much. Some medicine is a combination of several medicines and should be avoided. Ask your doctor about your medicine, whether prescription or non-prescription, including nasal sprays. Do this before you start using anything. Medicines okay to use during pregnancy include antihistamines and decongestants. Ask your doctor which brands are safest for you. There are some things you can try that don't involve medicine. Add lime to water you drink. Lime is a natural antihistamine and may help reduce symptoms. You can also take 1 tablespoon a day of local honey. It may expose you to local allergens and help build resistance to them. Be sure to drink lots of fluid. Water may be best. Ask your doctor about increasing your magnesium intake. It relaxes airways and helps relieve congestion. Be sure to get enough omega-3 fatty acids to help with itching and swelling. To reduce your exposure to allergens, try to avoid anything that triggers allergies. If dust bothers you, keep windows closed. Put a dab of petroleum jelly inside your nostrils to help catch pollen before you breathe it in. Use the air conditioner in your car and home. Don't hang clothes on the line or towels or sheets outside to dry. Avoid outdoor activities in the morning when pollen is at its worst. Be careful with outdoor pools where pollen can collect. Wear a pollen-filtering mask when you're outside. Take a shower as soon as you come in to wash away pollen. Thoroughly clean the inside of your home. Wear a mask when you vacuum. We all probably have some available. Use a vacuum cleaner with a HEPA filter. Use a humidifier if you live in a very dry climate. Clean the filter in your home at least once a month. What about allergy shots? Most OBGYNs and allergists suggest delaying allergy testing during pregnancy until after baby is born. And to be cautious, most doctors do not start allergy shots during pregnancy. However, if you already take allergy shots, you can probably continue. They're safe during pregnancy. Talk to your doctor about your allergy shot if you have a fever, rash, asthma symptoms, or if allergy problems have worsened. Sometimes what seems to be allergy symptoms are symptoms really caused by hormonal changes in your body. Congestion during pregnancy can be caused by allergy or a woman's increased blood volume. It usually starts sometime in the second trimester when mucous membranes swell and soften. This is called pregnancy rhinitis. It may get worse during allergy season. You may feel very stuffed up. It can also cause nosebleeds and post-nasal drip. If you're not sneezing and your eyes and ears don't itch, it's probably pregnancy rhinitis. If you're not sure, talk to your doctor. Most experts agree you can use a decongestant for short-term relief to help reduce nasal swelling. For longer relief, talk to your doctor about using other products considered safe during pregnancy. Good news, pregnancy rhinitis usually goes away after baby is born, so hang in there. Follow us on social media for updates, new podcast episodes, and important information. Visit Your Pregnancy Week by Week, all one word, on Facebook and Instagram. If you want to find out more about our podcast, visit our website, yourpregnancyweekbyweek.com. Looking for something specific? Check out the podcast topics list. It lists topics covered in each weekly pregnancy episode and our Let's Explore More segments. If you would like further information, check out our book, Your Pregnancy Week by Week. You may also want to check out our book for partners, Your Pregnancy for the Father-to-Be.